You don't put a flute into your mouth. But why does that make a flute better than a tin whistle?
I don't know. I just like
it. But the good thing about a tin whistle is you get direct contact with the tin whistle and you blow and the sound comes out. But you don't touch the you don't do the same thing with the flute. Someone else might say they prefer the tin whistle. Why do you like the flute better?
Because you're recording this, I'm gonna tell you
like you are. Of course I'm recording it. I want to, you know, when you are.
Then I'm not speaking.
Okay, but look, when your children's children are 6 years old, right?
Yeah, I'm not gonna get children.
Well, that's a different question, right? But when you, your children's children are your brother's children or your other brother's children, when people come after you and you've gone away, they will have your voice talking about the tin whistle and they will be able to find out what did Grace think about flutes. Yeah, talk to me with music. That is a long sentence I will sing to you. What was that? You must be joking. I don't agree at all. Come on, tell me more. That's a lazy way of playing. I'd like to hear a long sentence. That must have made you very cross. I. The loudest whisper is the strongest song. Cacophony. O'Mahony. Cacophony. Can I tell you a little story? Maybe you tell me one instead. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. That sounds like the end of our conversation. It sounds like the finish. Don't run away so quickly.
I said I hate you.
I see the high notes mean hate. I wonder what the low notes are like. To interrupt you to ask you a question about sesame. Sesame sticks. You hate sesame sticks, is that right? Oh, you love sesame sticks. You want sesame sticks. You want me to stop at a shop and get you some sesame sticks. sounds like you've changed from hate to liking sesame sticks.
No! I said I want sweets!
What did you say you wanted again?
Sweets!
I couldn't hear the music of the sweet. The sweet music is slow.
I want sweets. I told you the music.
What kind of music it makes?
Dad, enough with the singing. I don't want sweets. Please, put yourself in the shop.
No. You're just money grabber. You just want to take all my money and spend it on sweets. No way. The deal was... The deal, I'm not... What your mother does is your mother's. Now,
yeah,
we're...
You said that you were going to give me a thing for my mom. She gave me sweets.
I said I was going to do it my way. So, are we stopping for sesame sticks? Or are we going straight on so you can get down there a bit early today? I don't know if you want to get there early or not.
Early.
You actually want to get to the horses early?
Yes.
But what are you going to do? You're going to be bored sitting around.
I want to feed them.
But you'll be bored sitting around in the rain.
I won't be.
Is there nothing boring about horses?
No.
I mean, somebody told me that you actually did a jump yesterday. Did you actually make that up? Was it really
no.
just a...
No.
Did What was it like in the saddle
and
then?
I did cantering.
You did what?
And I did cantering. And you know at the end, you take your feet out of the stirrups while you're still walking. You take your feet out of the stirrups and then you go like about four more laps without your feet in the stirrups. You just let them go free and let the horse have a bit of a stretch in the four laps, then you turn in.
But if you take your feet out of the stirrup, you'll fall off the horse.
No, he won't. No.
How do you hold on to the horse then?
Easy. You just hold on to the reins. And you still won't fall off.
And you have your feet out of the stirrups?
Yes. You don't put your feet in the stirrups at all.
And is this before you go cantering? Oh, is that just a nice relaxing time for the rider and the horse?
Yes, just to stretch your legs. One to stretch his legs, but both. Stretch your bones.
So it's all about bone stretching?
No, just if your legs feel a bit tired.
I'd say you were tired after cantering, were you? Is it tiring to do cantering?
No.
And was it like, you know, the first time you went cantering, it was an accident, a
yes.
mistake.
Yes.
Was it a mistake yesterday too?
No. If it was a mistake, Regina, what would have gave out to me?
Oh, yeah. So it was a deliberate canter.
Yes. A deliberate canter.
I see. So what do you do? Whisper in the in the pony's ear saying, canter, come on, pony, canter. Is that how you do it?
You kick him a lot of times. First he goes into a trot, but then when you kick him loads of times, he goes into a canter.
So you kick a horse into a canter?
Yeah.
That's very cruel.
No. If he doesn't work for you, you use your whip.
So you kick him and whip him?
No, you don't whip him. Only if the horse doesn't work for you.
Oh, yeah. You got to get the horse to work for you. I suppose that means you're the boss.
You see, you ask the horse by kicking them, and you tell the horse, I want you to go into a canter now, with the whip. So first you ask him, with the feet and by kicking.
Would you ask one of your friends by kicking her? And then whipping her?
No.
I mean, so what's...
It's just not the same with ponies.
Okay, hang on. It's pouring rain out there. Don't go out.
Yes.
It's so wet we get completely drenched.
Stop.
Hang on.